You're listening to KHBT 977 The Bolt. Time now once again for the York Hair Our Mission Show, brought to you by KHBT and HCMH. My guest this morning is Mike Sexy. He is the EMS manager at HCMH. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Happy to hear it. So how long have you been at HCMH?
I've been here 32 years in August.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about what exactly an EMS manager does.
Well, we coordinate the schedules. We run a day and an evening schedule, obviously, and in charge of the training and hiring of staff. We're at 466 calls this year.
Wow.
And with our current pace, we will hit 900 calls this year.
And I know you were mentioning before we went on here that there's actually going to be a class if someone wanted to be an EMT.
Right, starting in August at Iowa Central Community College, there is an EMT class starting. There's a strong need for EMTs in our service and in the Gilmore City service as well. If you're interested in taking this EMT class, please stop out to my office and we'll do a tour of the ambulance. We'll talk and discuss more in detail what the job is, and you know, possibly even go for a ride around and see if it's something you'd like to do.
So tell me kind of how your role or any of the staff that you work with has changed because of COVID-19.
Most of it all relates the changes in how we appear. Our personal protection and our eye protection, our gowns, our gloves, and what people notice most is obviously the mask, either the ear loop or the N95s. And we've noticed that the community's been real receptive to us, you know, coming into their homes or businesses with all this PPE on. And but not only does it protect us, but it also protects, you know, the patient that we're serving, because we could have been on multiple calls prior to their call.
Right, that's a good point.
You know, Humboldt's always been about people, and when there's a need, they pull together and they get it. Our services, our three ambulances are stocked, not comparable to anybody else. We have a good example would be very seldom is there a service that has a Lucas device in each rig, and we do. Our community's always been very supportive of the needs of the ambulance.
Well, Mike, that's all I got for you, unless you had anything else you'd like to add.
No, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Have a good day.
You too.